Okay, so I guess we'll continue picking up from last week. Just a review, we discussed about a child, right? Their status as a chol she'im bo sakana. So some issues, this isn't necessarily always regulated to children only, but as we saw last time, but this idea about making food for children, for adults also as well. So let's see how many, I tried to highlight not all the issues that come up, but several of the issues, and we'll see how far we get. In general, there's a discussion about setting up a malacha before Shabbos that'll finish itself on Shabbos, right? That's called it's a machlokes between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, where the Adam Musar Shvisas Kalim. Do I have to have my Kalim rest? I have to rest. My property has to rest, right? My animals have to rest, animals, but just my property, right? Shvisas Behemto, okay, is a deraisa. But what about my? I always give the following example. I want to charge my cell phone. So it's very low on battery, Erev Shabbos. So now am I allowed to plug in my cell phone, turn it off, and let it charge throughout Shabbos? Then as soon as I make Havdalah, I can call my friends to get together for Malev Malka. I have a fully charged cell phone, only because I need to have Malev Malka. Fine. So the answer is, Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, we pass, and you could. But there might be certain exceptions. So one of the discussions that the Gemara has in Shabbos, the Daf Yud Ches, is about soaking an item in ink. A dye, I should say, is a bad word, a dye. So, we're going to pick it up in a particular context. The first source is discussing this whole machlokis. So it says, Man tona nesinas mayim ledio zuhi shriyosun. So, putting water and dio ink together, that's their soaking. Now, soaking here is kneading. So that's going to be the first concern we'll talk about is losh, when you knead objects together. The classic example of losh is what, two items?
Flour and water.
Flour and water, right. So now here it's talking about something else, about ink and water. So, Amr Yosef, Rebbe, this is the sheet of Rebbe. Ditanya, we learned in Braisa, Echa noisines hakemach, if one person would put down the flour, the Echa noisines hamayim, and another guy goes and adds the water to that, ha'achron chayiv dibri Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, the guy who adds in the water to that did the malach of Lisha. Rebbe Yosef, Omer, ain't chayiv ad shigabel. He's only chayiv once he actually mixes it together. Okay, so that's a discussion now, a major machlok between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef as to at what point of time does a person violate the Isser Deraisa of Lush, right? So according to one opinion, going to Rebbe, it's Nesinas Hamayim. The first stage, right? Those are only the two parts of kneading something, putting in the water, right, and then kneading it, yeah? So the machlok is at what part are you chayef for? So When you're causing them to be bound together. So the Gemara goes through a whole thing. Afer, offer, maybe we'll just try to streamline it a little bit. But this could come up, a very practical application of kneading. We're not going to make dough on Shabbos, but we might make baby food. That was the example I was thinking of. Or any other type of powder mix. Now, the first thing to know is that there are different categories of mixtures. There's a blila ova, a very thick batter. That's your classic case of dough, right? You're making a challah, something like that. Then you have a blila raka, which is a thinner type of substance, which you could pour it, right? You could pour it or something like that. And you have even a lesser level than that, that I would talk, it's called a darvanozel, is something that it's just like a powder. You want to mix iced tea. You want to make an instant fruit punch or something like that. So you scoop out the powder or something like that. Big baby food also, right? So like that you put the powder in the water. Okay, but for the baby cereal, so the question is that a problem of lush? So first of all, we would tell you should try to do it, make it a little bit more liquidy to make sure that we're dealing with a blila raka. That's the first thing we'd say is to Now it could be too gooey; the kid's not going to eat it. So you gotta be sensitive to what the child needs and what you're actually giving the kid. You know, to make some soup for the kid, the kid's not going to eat anyway. That's not going to help. So we want to try to make it at least a little bit more watered in, and then we want to do it with a shinui. So the question is, what stage do we do the shinui at? If you have two different issues, right? First stage, nesina samayim. And you have a second stage is the gibel, is the kneading it up, mixing it all together. So when do I have to do my shinui? Because, Lamashal, we normally, we'll see an exception in a few minutes. Normally when you do something with a shinui, it knocks it down a level, right? It was a deraisa, and it was a shinui, that only becomes a derabanan. Sometimes we'll see that a shinui makes it heter gomer, If you do the shini, you're totally allowed to do it. But you have to get the shini at the right time. I'll give you an example. Let's say a person is going to take the baby cereal, right? So what would be the shini? You think, oh, I'm going to do it with the shini. When I take it down off the shelf, I normally use my right hand like this. So I'm going to knock it off with my elbow to get the box down. I'll do a shini to get to that. That's not a shini. I mean, it's a shini, but it's not the halakhically significant, right? So doing something in an abnormal way has to be. So let's talk about both steps of it. What's the abnormal way at the Nesina Samayim? So it depends. If normally throughout the week a person would always add in the water, and then they'll put in the baby cereal, so now your shinu would be, so you put the baby cereal in first, and then you add the water. Or the opposite. Normally throughout the 6 days of the week, whenever you're making it, you put in the baby cereal, or the water, and then you just flip it, whatever. That's an easy one to do. What if you don't know? What if you're not really sure which is the what you do? What would you say in that case? How would you shinu if you're not sure which one really comes first?
Have the other parent do it.
And the other parent, the one who knows. That's the shini. How about your wife do it? You do it, because your wife's the one who's always making the cereal. So you could ask your better half, or you could read the box. And whatever the box tells you to do, for carrot, right? The box at first, the proper method for making it is to put those. Okay, so yeah, that's an easy way. So that would be a shinui at the first stage of Nesina Samayim. Okay. But maybe it's not like, maybe that's not the opinion. Maybe we've got to be concerned for the other opinion. Rabbi Yossi holds that really the time is when the mixing. So now that gets a little bit more interesting. How would you do a shinui at the gibel, the mixing it up? So there's different opinions in the thing. One way could be done, what's called shesiv ariv, that you crisscross. You're mixing it up. Again, I'm just using baby food as an example. This is applied to any type of belida raka mixture. That would be one thing we would do, is to do it as a crisscross. There's a sheet of the Chazon Ish that says that you have to, it's very time consuming. You do a cross, you pull out the spoon, and then you do it the other way. So it'd be okay. But a regular crisscross would work. Another thing is to say, I'm using like this fork, right? So instead of, I normally mix it this way, if I would invert the back of it and somehow use the backhanded side of a spoon or a fork, that would also be a shinui when you're mixing.
It could be something like switching your hand or anything like that.
That was the third thing I was going to say, using your finger. Make sure your wife's not looking. Yeah. And you can just, if normally, I'm assuming throughout the week, you don't mix the stuff with your fingers. So you wash your hand, okay, your hand's clean, you just do a little finger. That's definitely a shinui, and then you quickly, I don't know. But any one of these things. So that would be, those would be possible ways of doing it. So at the end of the day, we're going to try to be concerned for three things in order to avoid the concern of Lisha. So we talked about there's the Beliva Ava, the thick one, so we're going to try to knock it down from that and make it into a Beliva Raka. I have some sources here. Let me show you. Skipping a little bit. Yeah. Look on the third page. So for the Ashkenazim, according to the Mechaber, I'll say the outside, I guess, he allows for Beliva Ava, thick mixture with one shini, but the most poskim we don't follow that. So for us, we would not really allow any a shini wouldn't help for a belila ava. So the first thing we have to take is down is to a belila raka. Once with a belila raka, then we're going to do two shinuim. We're going to do the shinui that for the Ramah would hold. You have to do both at the time of the Nesina Samayim, which we said was flipping the order, or at the time of the gibel, which would be mixing it up. The Mechaber would say that the one is enough. Only one shini is required in order to permit a belila raka. But when all the dust settles, those are the three things that we're going to try to do. We're going to try to make sure it's a Beli L'Raka, which is adding a little bit, right? It doesn't have to be so much, becomes a Dov or Noza, like, you know, it's just all water, but that'd be one thing. The second thing is to do the flipping of the order at the Nesina Samayim, and the second thing to keep in mind is the Gibel at the time of the kneading.
So if you're already at a liquid stage, do you have to do anything, or is that already permitted?
Yeah, liquid is liquid. We're not really concerned about
that.
So
there's no issues with the instant coffee or
something like that? No, instant coffee. Coffee might be a different issue. We'll talk about health on coffee, but we're not concerned
but
about
in terms
the.
Of least,
no, no, not in terms of lush. No, powders is heter gomer. It's heter gomer. Any other questions? Yeah? Okay. We got a little bit of a late start, so maybe we'll skip Borer. I actually just saw on the. In the hallway, on the fly, we have a whole month we're doing border, so we'll put that on the back shelf for a minute because there's a lot to talk about. But yeah, let's go to Tochin. Tochin is on page 7. So describe how tochin was done in the. They used to. It was part of the Siddur de Pas that we used to. The first, I think, 11 malachos of planting and threshing, all these things were making bread. The last one is culminating in ofe, bishul, cooking it up. But one of the things was cutting it up. And the Gemara says on Shabbos here in Ayin Dalam and Beis that tochin, that if a person was to cut vegetables, that would be a violation of tochin, of grinding. So he gives an example of right, Haiman de Parim Silka Chayev. If you would Mishum Tochin, that's the Silka is a beet. Remember from our Simonim on Rosh Hashanah, right? You should misalik all the bad things. Okay, so good. Stop right here. And the Gemara says you can't cut. Well, what do you mean? I can't. I'm looking at all this delicious cake, right? I can't cut cake. I can't cut.
It's not
a beet
cake.
What's that?
Not if it's a beet cake.
Not if it's a beet cake. Right. Any cakes not made out of beets would be heter. You have only beets are. Vegetables that we had salad, all the time we're making things. So Tosfos comes along, there's an opinion of the Sefer Yeraim, Elazar Mimitz, says the same thing as, we're not sure how small is small, right? You know, if I was to take a cucumber and cut it in half, so no one's going to tell me that's cutting it, that's not called grinding, that's called cutting it. But if you look in the Tosfos there, on Kuf Yudalan, three lines from the bottom, the last word on the line is high. High man de parim silka chay mishum tochein. The hosa mairi we're talking about kisha osa chatichos dakos meod. We're talking about when you make them into very small pieces. The hosa mairi kisha osa chatichos gedos. But making big pieces is not going to be a problem. Dak is small.
Okay, you may know.
Thin? Yeah.
That was the
Israeli salad size?
Oh, God. How do you make an Israeli salad?
Be like in cubes.
So the cubed, right?
Cube, yeah.
So if you make something that's in... Hi. How much do you need?
50.
Whoa. 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 All right.
We have to have ice cream.
Right? Yeah, right. yeah, so Israeli salad. So what's the... How do you clarify what's a small salad? So that's a great question because we don't know. It's a perfect time she walks in right now when my daughter makes a salad. I tell her.
They'd actually teach my daughter's throwing these things.
Oh, you learned them
in. I've never heard this stuff.
Yeah.
This I've never heard.
So I tell her cut it bigger than usual, bigger than usual. So. If whatever size you normally make for an Israeli salad, you have to make a little larger than possible. Then already, because you know, it's hard. It's like they were showing them talk and tell us exactly. Is this how many centimeters? Is this how big a piece can be? Anything that we don't know. So we don't know, and you're dealing with a possible deraisa. You got to be careful. And that's the yesod. The dakos is a problem. But if you make it bigger, that would not be a problem. We don't know. So therefore, since we don't know, we got to do it now. For adults, that's fine. You have a large Israeli salad, but if to apply to a small child, you're nervous. Chas v'shalom, terrible things, horrible things could happen with a large grape, a hot dog, something like that. You want to cut it up into small pieces. So we have to try to see if there's any heterim. So. No, that wouldn't be a pulling off a piece of challah would not be a problem of that. A kli that's miyuchad for this. I was teaching this in high school, and one of the girls like pulled up an image of it's like a dicer. They like it's like they're into squares. That's the whole board is to make it into one of these things. So she said, you know, Rebbe, are we allowed to use this? I said, no, that's the whole problem. A real kli that's used for that. Yeah, right, right. And you put the tomato there. You put the whatever it is. She was lettuce. She was asking lettuce.
It's
I guess.
Benjamatic, right?
I don't know the name of it, but it was. I think we actually have one at home, right? But yeah, it's one of those. You know, this is not an advertisement or endorsement of anything. But yeah, those things on Shabbos are a problem. During week it's gevaldik. Mm-hmm. So the Rambam on the next page, right, says. Told us tochin v'chayev lefikach ein raskin. Okay, so we'll talk about mashing up things in a minute, about avocados, about bananas, those could be things as well. There's a rashba.
So that's probably more of an issue. That's not cutting. That's already actual grinding.
It's either the biggest problem. It's no problem at all. Machlokes Ramosha and the Chazanish. You want? Maybe we'll do it now. And we'll, so it's mushing. So according to the Chazanish, it's an Isser Deraisa. It's an Isser Deraisa because you're
mashing them. That's what grinding is.
That's you know, you don't get any better grinding than mashing the avocado or the banana. So what does the Chazanish say? The Chazanish says, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but it'll remind me, I've got to come back to this Rambam, the Rashba. So the Chazanish says that even though it's an Isser D'oraisa, in this case, we spoke about a few minutes ago about doing a Shinui, right? So we said normally a Shinui knocks it down to a, from D'oraisa to Rabbanon. Says the Chazanish, in this case, it's Heter Gomer. If you would take the back of a spoon or something and you would mash the avocado or the banana with that, that's heter gomer. You're totally out to do it. So Rav Moshe disagreed on both points. Number one, he didn't think it was a problem at all. Because what's tochein? The way Rav Moshe understood tochein is that I take one large item and I make it into several small items. I take a cucumber and I make it into several small pieces of cucumber. Here I have one banana. It's still one banana. It's just a different. It's a mashed banana. It's not the. It's a mashed avocado, but it's still an avocado. It's one thing. So he felt it was not a problem whatsoever. It's really not an issue derisively the thing, but he says out of deference, the Chazanish is not really responding directly, but the Chazanish says it would be mutter with a shinui. So Moshe says you should still do a shinui just out of deference to the opinion holds it is a problem, but he holds it's no problem whatsoever. According to Moshe, you wouldn't even need to do a shinui. So we do it with a shinui, and that is the minhag. If you want to mash a banana, so you just do it with the. Could be not a problem at all.
Egg or like a potato is one. Nah,
potato, anything, any mashed potato, anything.
You have it if you did without the shinui.
You can rely upon Ramosha. The Ramosha, again, we should use Ramosha's. Ramosha's taking from the Chazanish. We should use the Chazanish's. Kula as well. Ramosha really probably Ikra didn't feel it wasn't a problem at all, but
that would be presuming that there's a proper way to use mushing. Right? I mean, that would be like a fork is normal. I mean, what's the normal way?
No one would grind something.
With a spoon.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Yeah.
It's not tofin because it's it's still one.
It's still one piece, so that was the whole machlokas. This is the spitz. This is the ultimate type of tochein. This is not even tochein at all. Mm-hmm. That's the machlokas.
But then theoretically, though, according to Ramosha, what about when you're actually breaking the pieces apart now to feed it? Because then
no, that's just a serving.
But you're still.
If I take this cream cheese here and I scoop out a little cream cheese, that's not tochein on the cream cheese. It's mashed. I'm just dispensing the food item. I don't think it's tochein. Tochein is the act of grinding it up.
It's still not a discrete unit.
But you're making it into a discrete unit. Usually, if you're grinding,
you're not cutting it anymore.
It's one piece at a time, right? So that's theoretically the act of separating.
Well, then eating a chalent pot is also a problem.
Oh, so let me come back to the Rashba. There's a Rashba also we can put together with this to get us another bit of a kula. Now we're not going to do Bora today, but when we do Bora in depth, we'll learn that one of the three conditions for permitting Bora, if it is done samach, right, miyad, immediately before you're about to eat, and we'll clarify more, but just to not to be misunderstood, the Rishonim talk about like giving an hour before the meal. So what's it called? Ramosha has no. It says it doesn't mean an hour before the meal. It means close to it. So I remember we were making a kiddush in our home when Esti, who just walked in, right? So it was for Esti's birth. So what is she, 13? So 13 years ago, we're making a kiddush in our home, and I didn't know at what point we were allowed to start borer. If you think about it, Samach, so we invited people from all different shuls, and I didn't know, when are people going to start coming up? So if it's your meal and you understand Samach, so you're right there, you shouldn't. No, it means like this, you're preparing everything, you shouldn't prepare, do the bore, and then go outside and take a walk, or go, hang out and go think. You're preparing the meals when people show up. But I had no idea when people were coming, so I wasn't sure exactly what the guidelines.
The stream is going.
Yeah, but when are you allowed to start? You don't want people to start coming in for the kiddush, and all of a sudden, now you start preparing the food. But if I did an hour in advance, that's no good either. So I asked Rabbi Drucker came to the kiddush. I asked him, I said, well,
before
"What?"
The meal, before
before the meeting? I don't know.
You know, he told me, so when shul ends, that would be enough of time to start preparing and doing the borer. So when you're figuring, make cheshbon, it's not what time, it depends who daven musaf that week, okay? But whatever time shul ends, then you can start doing, preparing using a borer. So watch this, comes along the Rashba and says, it's just like Samach L'Suda works for borer, it also works for tochein. That's a big kula. Now I can do tochein if I'm going to cut it into small pieces and it's close to the meal. Now I have another sniff, another thing to add together to give me a kula. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, isn't thrilled with it. I'll show you the Rashba is here on page 8, the last page of the Mishnah Berurah, where he quotes this Rashba. And he says, Yek mefakim al heter zeh. Some are question this idea. Could you really do it? You should still make them a little bit larger, right? We should really not rely upon this this Rashba of cutting it small just right with the meal. Radishes, onions, dak. Ein limchos biyodom. Don't protest. Diyesh lahem almi sheyismuchu. Right? You have in. And then it says, Va'al koponim osela sois ad yitzias besa kinesis. So that's what Rabbi Drucker told me. You have to wait till people come out. So you shouldn't be doing this too far in advance.
So that's an open Mishnah Berurah.
It's an open Mishnah Berurah. Shin chaf hei mem hei. Here you go. So you have this to rely upon. He says you should not if you can't. So if you're talking about gedolim, if you're talking about, you know, people who, again, we're making Israeli salads. I don't care how thin my little tomatoes and cucumbers and whatever they put in there. You have a small child and you have to make it a little bit smaller. So you have this rashba that Mishnah says you can rely upon it. But if you're dealing with a small kid, so we're going to be much more cautious. We're always going to err on the side of caution because there's no mitzvah derice to give the kid Israeli salad. But if you have to give him something that needs to be cut, if it's done samach lasud, it's small pieces. So then we.
You're defining tofu as
grinding.
Cut. Well, to me, grinding is with the.
Yeah, that's the mortar and pestle, correct. No. But that's what the Gemara started with. Where was that? The Gemara said, Ayin Dalet, was it?
Ayin
Dalet. It says the cutting.
Cutting
is also tochein. Yeah, it's a tolda. Yeah. But toldas are also.
And then I saw you mentioned tuna salad in here.
Oh, yeah, I was going to. Maybe we'll come back to
it. Tuna salad was Lisha because.
Yeah, maybe we will come back to tuna salad next time.
I know, because my daughter has brought that up as a.
Yeah? Like about the tuna. Yeah, okay.
Just squeeze and teach you things I've never heard.
Better make these things beforehand. That solves all problems.
Rabbi Willig had a great line. Rabbi Willig had a great line. He said, I forget what the shiur was on, but he says, there's a difference between Hilchos Kashrus and Hilchos Shabbos. When you learn Hilchos Kashrus, you find that the most things are really mutter. Mm-hmm. And when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you find that the most things are really a problem. There's so many details. But the truth is, it's not such a problem, but a person has to have a yediyah and to understand what's allowed and what's not, and going slow by slow. I was even touch upon all the applications of Lisha and all the applications of Tochein, but to give a general, you know, explanation of the concept, taste, good pun, give a taste of the idea, but give an introduction as to what the concepts are, and then to realize a few practicals. Yeah, sure.
I have no idea.
Sure.
They might not pay as much attention.
That's a different schmooze. That's a,